Section 2.
You will hear a speaker talking about an event held in Scotland.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
The Gathering 2014 was intended to be a definitive celebration of the culture and history of Scotland, and what a success it has been. The two-day event on Saturday 25th and Sunday 26th July more than lived up to our expectations, and proved to be the greatest international clan gathering the world has ever seen, and the largest Highland Games to have ever been held in Scotland. For those unfamiliar with Scottish culture, what is a clan? Well, the original word clan, spelt C-L-A-N-N, means children in Scottish Gaelic language. Each clan was made up of a large group of people, almost like an extended family, all owing allegiance to a particular clan chief. A clan could be made up of groups of different families who could be genetically unrelated, but who shared the common bond of looking to the clan chief as their head and their protector. Historically, a clan was made up of everyone who lived on the chief's territory, or who lived on the territory of those who owed allegiance to the said chief. A chief could add to his clan by allowing in other new families, and also had the legal right to remove anyone who displeased him from his clan, including blood-related members of his own family. Often those living on a chief's lands would, over time, change their family name to the clan surname. Today, anyone who has the chief's surname is automatically considered to be a member of that chief's clan. The Gathering 2014 was a unique event which gave the opportunity for Scots and those of Scottish heritage everywhere to celebrate, as well as providing an opportunity to thank the clan associations and Scottish societies from around the world for their role in keeping these traditions alive. The planning for the Gathering 2014 began as far back as February 2012, and the event was set up to be a leading event of Homecoming Scotland, which was a year-long government initiative aimed at encouraging those with a passion or connection with Scotland to return.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
For many years, Scotland itself experienced a decline in the popularity of traditional Scottish Highland games, and clan activity had virtually come to a complete standstill. However, the opposite was seen to be true in other countries, especially in the United States of America, where clan membership continued to exceed 100,000 and where over 300 Highland games and festivals continued to be held annually. In neighbouring Canada, membership of the Clan Ross Association, established in 1960, had also continued to grow. Evidently, Scottish identity was still thought to be of great importance by Scottish people and those of Scottish ancestry now living abroad. Pleasingly, over more recent times, there has been an overall strengthening of national identity within Scotland itself too, which has been wonderful to see. It is important now to maintain and grow the reawakened interest in Scottish culture. Indeed, a key concern of the Gathering 2014 has been to highlight and strengthen interest in Scottish culture amongst younger Scots, the people who will be crucial to maintaining pride, interest in, and knowledge of the culture in years to come. There has been a strong emphasis on youth participation in the Gathering 2014, which was nurtured through an education program put into place in local Scottish schools prior to the event on 25th and 26th July. The weekend's celebrations in Holyrood Park succeeded in uniting more than 47,000 clan members of all generations from at least 40 countries around the world. A truly amazing spectacle. 20,000 spectators also lined the Royal Mile, the popular collective name for a group of streets which form the main thoroughfare of Edinburgh's Old Town, to watch 8,000 people marching with their clan and the pipes and the drums on Saturday evening. Organisers are said to be ecstatic with the response, and the weekend exceeded expectations. This was a truly international gathering, and attendees can be pleased they made the effort to join the local community in becoming a part of history.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.